We had an earthquake today. I'm sure everyone knows it by now. At 1:51 p.m., there was a 5.8 on the Richter scale earthquake centered in Mineral, Virginia. And as most of you know, I live outside of D.C., and we certainly felt the earthquake in my area. And I was sitting at my desk just doing some paperwork, and things began to rattle, and I live on the seventh floor, and the building was shaking. Pictures were swaying on the walls like they were like in motion. My computer was like rocking back and forth across the desk. That was the weirdest thing. And then I could hear pictures falling down on shelves out in the living room. And I got up and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And I walked out and looked off the balcony, and all these people were rushing out to the sidewalks and stuff in the parking lots. But I decided that there's no need for me to leave because I didn't, you know, the building wasn't falling down or anything. But, you know, it lasted for a good 40 seconds, and it was quite scary. I've never been in an earthquake or never experienced an earthquake. And this was one of the scariest things I've experienced because I didn't know what to do. I know all the things about standing in the doorway and that kind of thing, getting under a desk and all that. But since I had never experienced before, I didn't know what to do. I was just like dumbfounded. And when the shaking finally stopped, you know, and I saw people going out, I looked around my condo, and of course I tweeted it right away and put it on Facebook right away and all of that. And then, you know, things started clicking in my head. Well, I turned on the TV to CNN and saw that it was centered in Mineral, Virginia, and realized that, oh my gosh, that's right where my father and my sister live. And literally, I tried to get on the phone and call, and I could not get through because all the cell phones or all the cell lines or whatever were jammed, and I couldn't call anybody because I tried calling my mother, I tried calling my brother, I tried calling my sister, I tried calling my father, couldn't get through to anybody. I was able to get a text message out, but nobody texted me back. But in any case, I waited for a while, and of course I was tweeting this whole time and checking things in the condo, and everything here was fine. And then eventually, about, I don't know, 45 minutes later, I did get a call from my mother, and that she was fine, and that her condo was fine. And she said nothing fell off her walls or her shelves, so I guess she was lucky. And then about, oh, I don't know, 40 minutes after that, maybe an hour after that, I was able to get through to my father and find out that my sister lives 4 miles from the epicenter. And my father lives about 10 miles from the epicenter. So they felt it pretty strong. My father said his whole house felt like it was rocking on the foundation. And he said that he tried, because he was walking across the room when it happened, and he went to like hold onto the wall, and he said the sliding glass door was going at an angle and then coming back and then going at an angle and coming back, like it was like a motion kind of thing, and he was afraid it was going to break, but it didn't. He did have, you know, things fall off the walls, and nothing broke though, he said, but he could hear like things in the cabinets in the kitchen falling down, you know, stuff like that. But he said nothing was broken. He went outside right away to look at the gas line, and he didn't notice anything and didn't smell any gas. Well, I shouldn't say gas. He's got a propane tank, so he checked that, and there was no leakage there. So my sister was the only one I had not gotten in touch with. That in that time, after talking to my father, I talked to my brother and another sister, and everybody was fine, and no damage to them either, to their property either. And it wasn't until probably a good 2 hours later that I finally heard from my sister. Well, actually, I didn't hear from her. One of my brothers was talking to her on the phone, and my other sister was emailing everyone what he was saying. So she had pretty significant damage. They have to have a structural engineer to come in and see if their foundation survived. because they found some cracks and lots of things fell off the wall. Glass was breaking. She had some broken windows. Of course, things were knocked over because she was like right there where it was happening. Well, 4 miles away. Anyway, and there was her power was out and she had no telephone service, so that's why no one could get in touch with her. But at this point in the evening, everyone is fine. Just have to deal with the damage at my sister's house, but I think she's going to be fine in terms of that stuff. But I'll tell you, that really was the scariest thing I have ever experienced. And I know, I saw this on Google Plus. Arthur posted a thing about people making fun of us and stuff. Because I know the West Coast, or people in the West Coast who have experienced clearly bigger earthquakes than we did, are making fun of the people on the East Coast because we're making a big deal of a 5.8 earthquake. But here's the thing. If you've never experienced an earthquake, when you do, it scares the shit out of you. So I don't care what those people were saying, making fun of us. You know what? It was scary as shit. And I did not like it. And I hope it doesn't happen again. I will say that we've had two aftershocks. One was a 2.8 that was like an hour and a half after the first earthquake. I didn't feel that one. Then there was a 4.2 later in the early evening. I didn't feel that one either. So clearly we're having aftershocks. But I don't think... I don't think we're going to experience anything else, but I don't really know. Of course, I turned on the TV. Well, I had the TV on, but I was been watching all this coverage all afternoon and evening because locally here they have it on. They've been having it on a lot. And there was damage in our area. The Washington Monument has cracks in it and is closed until further notice, until they can fix it. It's not falling over, but it definitely has cracks in it. And the National Cathedral... the spires at the very top of the center tower, they broke off and fell down. And then there's other sporadic damage in an apartment complex in the neighboring town. The entire wall fell down. Just all kinds of damage. So, and right in my area. So it's quite scary. I don't care what people say and what people think about it, but it was scary. Anyway, so I just wanted to record this audio file as a way to preserve history, because I doubt, you forget about these things, and I just wanted to remember it. On a completely side note, I wanted to say thank you to Princess Holly for coming over for dinner on Sunday night. We had a very nice time with Maddie Malone. It was nice meeting you both. And what else? Oh, I think I posted this on... Yes, I did. Posted it on Google+. I tore my rotator cuff on my right shoulder over the weekend playing tennis, and I got the results back from my x-rays, and I have to go see an orthopedic doctor on Friday to talk about physical therapy and if it doesn't heal, about surgery. But I think that's like a far-off thing. I'll find out more on Friday. In any case, that's all I'm going to talk about. But the earthquake, yeah, big history here, and I experienced it. All right, that's all. Bye.